Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Busy morning at Werribee. We're going to be there tomorrow morning in this hour to update on many of the Caulfield Cup fancies. How was this morning?
It's been a really good morning. We've had Saeed Bin Sarur down here. Pat Cosgrave's been down here as well. At the moment, the horses from the Americane barn have just finished up, and then we'll finish off the day with the Vintage Crop barn. So we're about mid-shift, Andrew, but Saeed Bin Sarur, he's very confident that he's got the right horse for the Melbourne Cup with Best Solution, and he hopes the same horse might be the right horse for the Caulfield Cup as well. He sounded really upbeat today, especially with a bit of rain about.
Okay, so a little bit of rain around. Was he at all concerned about the draw for Best Solution?
He's not, because he's got the ultimate faith in Pat, the jockey, and Pat himself said, look, studied the barriers, I've studied the form, I've had the benefit of riding last week, Ben Battle, in the Caulfield Stakes. And so he's had a chance to look at the race, and he pointed out that Barrier 1 has been a bit of a jinx for a fair while now. So he said, look, this horse has got the tactical speed to put himself into the race, and if not, we'll go to Plan B, and Saeed backs that strategy as well. So they're comfortable with it, and as they both said, it is what it is. We can't do anything about it now. We're just going to have to ride in the best way we can and for a bit of luck as well.
I've got some news on Ben Bantle in just a tick that I got a text on overnight, so that'll come in just a tick. So that's Best Solution. Who else have you chatted with so far down there?
With those two in particular, Annalisa Balding, very confident about the hopes of Giretto, who has drawn Barrier 1. But another horse described as straightforward, good tactical speed, it leaves the gates well typically, and going to ride him for take advantage of that alley and doing his best work late. Says that the Caulfield Cup wasn't ever thought of as a prep race. It was a target race for the Melbourne Cup, of course, overriding that. But she said he's there to win, and on his best form, he can really run a big race. So they're confident there as well. And as we speak, Andrew, encouragingly, one of Charlie Appleby's injured horses, Cross Counter, he's just he's out of his box, and he's just being ridden around in the exercise area inside the quarantine barn area. So just around that the sand track there. So he's been out there for probably 15 or 20 minutes, and he looks to be moving freely. His near side foreleg bandaged.
Okay, because as we spoke earlier in the week, they've just had a shocking trip so far. I know Jungle Cats won a race for them, but just nothing's gone really right with them, with a few of theirs, Charlie Appleby, this trip.
No, you're right, Andrew. The golden run that he had the first 3 years out here, he's been extremely unlucky this year. Jungle Cat was on the track with Comacass and Folkeswood, all from that barn, Blair House. All looked fantastic this morning. So hopefully Charlie's had the worst of it. Saeed, he's someone that's brimming with confidence. It's been 10 years since he won the Cup with All the Good. He thinks his horse, Best Solution, is at least as good.
Okay. The Japanese horses, have they just been ticking over their normal work?
They have. Big team of Japanese with Team Japan or Team Kubota down here. And fascinating to watch them go about their business. They just walk and walk and walk, Andrew. And that's before and after and later in the day as well. But, you know, you have to respect them. Even though the form line might suggest that Sol Impact is going to struggle, we know that Chestnut Cape and the company that he's been keeping back in Japan and the quality of Japanese racing in general, particularly over trip, is going to make him a factor.
Okay, we're going to talk to a few of these players tomorrow. Was there anything else outside the Caulfield Cup horses from this morning?
We saw Aiden Sprinters go out. They galloped home basically over 600 metres. They're all on the poly track. The same with Cliffs of Moa and Yucatan, they cantered home their last 800 in about 50 seconds. And Yucatan, he looked great. He looked to whatever the issues were early in the week. He was moving freely enough, and the Cliffs of Moa was just out there to tidy up his win. So all of those horses looked in good shape, and be interesting to see where Aiden goes next now that he's got another sprinter down here as well from the Everest. So he's got some sprinting strength down here as well as the stayers.
Yeah, I'm hearing that a good majority of those are going to go to the Manukato on Friday week.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I think they've got nominations too, Andrew, for later in the year for Perth. But the Manikato is definitely on the cards for Spirit of Valor. And I'd imagine that he'll look very hard at that race too with Fleet Review and Intelligent Cross. So he could have a really big hand in that race on Friday week.
For sure. Now, I received this text just wrapping you up, Leo, overnight, informing me that Ocean Murphy will be out to ride Ben Bantle in the Cox Plate. And he's now on a horse called Prize Money in the Cup. Now, the only concern with Prize Money is that it's well down in the order of entry. But for Sydney and New South Wales, trainers or wherever you're listening, Ocean Murphy will be riding at Flemington. He'll be riding at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day. He's riding Ben Bantle in the Cox Plate. He rode there for a good portion for Danny O'Brien and the like, and he's got 8 Group 1 winners this season in Europe, 179 winners in England, and he obviously knows Moonee Valley and Flemington from his stint down in Melbourne when he was 18 years of age. So Ocean Murphy coming to ride Ben Bantle in the Cox Plate and open for opportunities throughout that day and Flemington.
Yeah, it's a big development, Andrew, and you've alluded to it, the dilemma that Saeed has with Prize Money is getting into the race, and that'll mean he might have to go to either Geelong or another race, the Lexus, to try and get in there.
Good on you, mate. I know you're not there tomorrow, but we'll certainly catch up. And thanks for your coverage this week, counting down to the Caulfield Cup.
My pleasure, Andrew.